Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the 5th International Symposium on Respeaking, Live Subtitling and Accessibility. The event will be held on the 12th of June 2015 in Rome. Therefore, I'm very pleased to be joined by the organizer of the event, Annalisa Sandrelli. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for calling and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about our symposium.
Excellent. So I guess the best way to start off this interview would be if you could tell our listeners what the aim of this symposium is.
Okay. Well, basically, the idea behind the symposium, or rather the series of symposia that we've had over the years, because this is the fifth such event, is to bring together academics, software developers, broadcasters, and also the users of the Respeaking service. And I'm sure that some of the listeners won't be aware of what Respeaking is, so perhaps I'll give a brief definition.
That's right.
It's a service that is aimed at improving accessibility to live TV programs or live events in theaters or museums or conferences. It's basically a technique that makes it possible to transcribe speech, so spoken language, and transform it into subtitles. So when you have pre-recorded programs, you can produce subtitles the traditional way, just by typing on a computer keyboard. But when the program is a live event, it's not possible to do it because you can't keep up typing. You can't keep up with the speaker. So what we do is we exploit a speech recognition technology that makes it possible to transcribe spoken language and transform it into subtitles, mostly for the deaf and hard of hearing, but also for the general public, for anybody who wants to read subtitles, for example, language learners or foreigners who live in a country where the main language is not a language that they've mastered yet. So if you want to improve your reading ability, reading subtitles is obviously very helpful. So it's a service that is provided by most European countries to different degrees. Italy is not at the forefront, but we do have this kind of service. RAI, for example, uses it to subtitle the morning news. They don't use it for big live events like, film festivals or song music festivals. They use a different technique called Stenotype that uses a special keyboard because in Italy, Respeaking is considered an experimental type of technique. But in other countries like the UK, it is the service or the technique that is used by the BBC or Sky TV to subtitle all live programs, including, for example, football games, you know, the football commentary.
What do you think is the kind of state of accessibility at the moment in media?
It varies. The European situation it varies from country to country, despite the fact that there are European directives passed by the European Commission that bind all member states to provide such services. Now, the problem with directives is that they're binding in content, but they don't specify the means that member states have to use to achieve certain objectives. So all member states are free to implement directives in different ways, in keeping with their different legal traditions and institutions. So in a way, that kind of freedom to implement directives is positive because it's a way of respecting the differences that do exist between different European countries. But on the other hand, it means that some countries are taking the lead and other countries are lagging behind. So at the moment, I would say that the UK is certainly at the forefront. It's probably the most accessible country in Europe in every way, not just when it concerns subtitling, but also other techniques such as providing sign language interpreters on TV, providing services for the blind, audio description, for example, and not just in television, but also in cinemas. In Italy, the situation is still quite hard, I think, for people with sensory impairments. For example, they cannot really go to the cinema feeling that they, you know, that confident that they will be able to follow the film, because most films are not subtitled in Italy. We use dubbing, unfortunately, which means that basically if you cannot hear, you cannot watch and understand the film. We think, and the same applies to live events such as theatre shows. There are very, very few cases of Italian theatres that provide surtitles, meaning subtitles that are displayed on a small screen just above the stage. So there are very few theatres that provide this service, and it's mostly on a on an ad hoc basis. They're usually special products, special projects that are realised by means of special funding that then run out, and so they remain, you know, isolated events. They're not services that are provided with a degree of continuity, which is a shame, because it means that the deaf and hard of hearing tend to mostly stay at home and try and enjoy that bit of culture that they can through television, where they know that at least the state TV, Rai, provide services, provide subtitles.
What's going to happen on the day? How many people are expected to attend? Who is expected to attend?
Well, we don't know yet, because the registration is still open, so we're hoping there will be a lot of people, but I could say that, judging from past experiences, because as I said, this is the fifth event of this kind. The previous ones took place in Forlì, Barcelona, Antwerp, and then Barcelona again. Usually there's about 100, 150 people attending, so it's a niche event, certainly. But usually the people who are in attendance are actually people who are able to influence the media to an extent, or certainly influence the educational opportunities available. If I can take myself as an example, I attended, I think, the second Barcelona event, and then the Antwerp event, and then the latest Barcelona event as well. And by going to these conferences and by trying to learn as much as possible from colleagues who were already much more advanced than I was, I have been able to suggest to my university that it is a good idea to offer a speaking course to our students. I teach in a faculty of interpreting and translation. So I have students who are training to become translators and interpreters, and re-speaking has a lot of similarities with simultaneous interpreting. It's basically simultaneous interpreting within the same language instead of from one language to another, and the final output is not spoken, it is written, because the final output is subtitled. So I thought that my students would be basically the best recipients of a course of this kind. And I think that it's important to provide educational opportunities in this field, because in a way you could say that it's a vicious circle. The service is not widespread because it is not well known, and because there are not very many professionals who are able to offer the service. So you have to train people first in order to convince the market that there are people who are capable of providing the service to, you know, a good standard of quality. Otherwise, you know, televisions, broadcasters, they will not accept a service that is nothing but wonderful. You know, they expect 100% accuracy. So unless you've had prior training, it is very, very difficult So basically, the idea is to have on the 12th of June, we are going to have different sessions organized by themes. We launched a call for papers a few months ago in the hope of, you know, getting a lot of people interested from many countries, and we have been quite successful. We are going to have speakers from the UK, from Czech Republic, from Switzerland, from Belgium, Poland, Italy, of course, Germany. So we are going to have different sessions focused on different aspects. For example, the importance of quality standards on for live advertising on television. We are going to hear from scholars about the experimental studies that are being carried out on live subtitling and comprehension, how to enhance comprehension for the users of the service, how to make those subtitles more readable and easier to understand. We are going to hear about the new frontiers of technology, experimental studies, new applications that are being developed in different countries. There's also going to be a session on the similarities between re-speaking and simultaneous interpreting, and then also about re-speaking as a possible, as a potential career path for the blind, because the blind are they have a much better hearing skill, hearing ability than most people. Because, of course, they don't have the sense of vision, and so they have to make do with what they have. So generally, they are very good at distinguishing different voices, at picking up subtle nuances in what people are saying. And so, in a way, providing training the blind as we speakers is a good way of combining accessibility for different categories, the blind, providing a service to the deaf, which I think is a wonderful idea.
So we're
going to conclude the day with a round table that will have a special focus on Italy, of course, because we are the host country this time. So we're going to be hearing from different stakeholders about the legislative framework that we have in this country, supporting these initiatives. We are going to hear about different applications of the re-speaking technique to other settings, not just television, but also conferences and also subtitling telephone calls for the deaf, to make it easier for a deaf person to phone somebody by using subtitles. And, well, I won't reveal everything, but that's basically the idea. We are going to tell our participants basically what the state of the art is in both research and development of new technologies. That's the main gist of it.
Well, I think you said it all, and you said it well, and we're all going to be looking forward to seeing what is talked about at this symposium, because I think one of the main assets of it is actually talking about these things and seeing what can be done. And re-speaking seems to me to be a perfect example of that, because it's a new idea that a lot of us haven't heard of, but I think it's going to definitely impact the way in which culture can become more accessible.
Mm-hmm. And could I also add something, just a little note for all of us? When we think about, you know, subtitles for the deaf or audio description for the blind and so on, we seem to think that these services are for other people. But when we say the deaf or the hearing impaired, we don't mean necessarily just those people who were born deaf. We also mean the elderly, people who might have lost some of their hearing capability due to old age or because of an accident at work, a trauma of some kind, or a disease, a degenerative disease of some kind. So it is not just for people who were born with a disability, it's for the general public in different stages of their life. And also, I think it's a useful service, you know, live subtitles. They're a useful service for anybody, really, for foreigners living in a country and wanting to improve their reading skills in that language, or for even for native speakers of that language. I may sound too much like a professor now, but I can tell you that spelling is not always wonderful, even in native speakers. So I think subtitles can be a very useful learning tool for the general public, really, not just for the disabled.
And let's remind our listeners that the event will be taking place on the 12th of June 2015 in Rome, Italy. And thanks very much, Annalisa, for taking the time and talking with us about it.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks a lot. And thank you, Fred, for hosting this little chat that we've had. We welcome all of you in Rome with open arms.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.